Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Urban Pitch Podcast, the beautiful game of life, part of the Believe Podcast Network. The Washed Up Crew is in the house once again.
Back again.
I'm your host, Ramsey Abushala, editor of UrbanPitch.com. As always, I'm joined by my co-host, Julio Matarosa. Julio, how are we doing today?
Good, good. Another day in beautiful paradise right here in LA.
Another day in beautiful paradise here in Los Angeles. Speaking of Los Angeles, we have a guest coming to you live from LA. Herself, part of Angel City FC, our second Angel City FC guest that we've been able to the privilege to have on the show. You know, we're very excited to have her on. It's Tyler Lucy. Tyler, thanks so much for joining the show.
Well, thank you both for having me. I'm really excited to talk to you all today.
Just to start things off, you know, we like to just kind of break the ice a little bit with a quick question. So, what is your you know, obviously you've been in the league for a while now. You've been a professional in the NWSL. What was that moment where, you know, that kind of like welcome to the NWSL moment for you? What was that?
I think it was my rookie year. Obviously, I played for the Thorns for five years. This is my sixth year now with Angel City. My rookie year, being on a team surrounded by Christine St. Clair, Lindsay Horan, Megan Klingenberg, AD French. Christine St. Clair just like blew by me on a play and then shot it in, but it was like she did it with so much ease, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna learn from her as much as I can, and just how she functions as a professional athlete, as a captain, as a teammate, as a person, was just incredible to see, and I learned so much from her for 5 years, and I really appreciate all she did for me in terms of helping me grow as a player, but also more as a person.
Yeah, and watching you play, you know, you have just this crazy amount of energy and intensity. And
how do you keep up that energy during the game?
Yeah, I mean, like just watching. I mean, like it to me, like there's a couple of I was at one of the games. I think it was against the rain at Fullerton, because it was. I remember it being like super sunny out, but you were just like. Like it was hot. Like it was like like undeniably it was a hot day. And I just see you sprinting back and forth, like no matter, like nonstop. Where do you get that energy and intensity from? What's the source of that?
I feel like
I was tired watching you play. Yeah. I was like, stop.
I feel like I've had that energy and intensity since I was little. I feel like I was just born with it. But growing up, I have an older brother and a younger brother. So I always was very competitive with them and
right.
wanted to beat my brothers and the boys and everything and would train with boys from a young age and still do. But just it exudes out of me. Like anybody you ask, they'll say one of the top things, I'm very intense. it's just me. But I know how to switch it off in good moments and everything. But just also being surrounded by so many incredible people, that brings the intensity and energy out of me, and kind of be that like energizer bunny
right. sense.
So I think if I can bring that, it will set a tone that makes everybody want to like step up. But that's what each individual player on this team does. They bring their uniqueness and we want to match that and exceed that as well.
No, definitely. When I try to play like you, but after half a sprint, I'm like, all right, so take me out.
Another thing I noticed watching you play, you're a big sleeves up player. I noticed this to be you know, a
gun
soccer
show
thing. Yeah, yeah. Show. So I mean, like even like you see that like Cristiano Ronaldo rolling up his shorts when he's taking a free kick. I don't blame him, honestly. If my quads look like that, like I'd be in 4-inch inseams, you know, like I'd be at the grocery store,
yeah, just no flexing reason.
The quad, you know what I mean? Like, but is that like a tactical thing, or you know, is it like strategic? Do you feel more freedom or like range of motion wise, or is it just like I have the guns, I got to show them off? Like,
yeah.
I knew you guys were gonna say this. I knew somebody was gonna bring it up. So I think it's a mix of both or all of it. I do like the free range of motion and everything, and I've been doing that since I was little in like club soccer and everything, and I always roll my sleeves. It is nice to have good range of motion and everything, but I I do like my defined muscles and arms.
Right.
I do like to show them off a little bit. And I'm proud of that. Like I know that I'm strong and empowered. And not only can show that on the field, but off the field as well.
Today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Our partners at Bet Online continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's features. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
So definitely a mix of both, and I will flex a little bit.
Oh yeah. You know, the camera's on you, get a little tricep, extension.
I'll do a whole muscle flex, yeah. Yeah. So the teammates joke about that, like, did you flex today? And yeah. I'm like, yes, of course I did.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta hit up the equipment manager. We gotta get the special edition Tyler Lucy cutoff kit. Yeah. Yeah, we gotta
Go to the home game. You're gonna get a great soccer and the gun show.
Oh yeah.
But like what's that team dynamic like, both on and off the pitch?
Oh, it's incredible. Obviously, coming from the Thorns, we had a really good culture and dynamic, and we built that over many years. I was there for 5 years, and then coming into this, we're all new players. Some of us have played against each other, know of each other. Some of us never played against each other because we're from different countries or different clubs and everything. But we gelled and bonded from the first day. Everybody just going out to events or going to the beach and hanging out, that's what makes a really good team, so that you can continue building that culture, that collective group, so that when we're on the field, we just gel right away.
Yeah. Has there been anyone in particular that you've, gotten pretty close to, in terms of, you know, just forming a bond with, whether it's on or off the pitch?
I'd say, I mean, obviously everybody, but you obviously have a couple of closer teammates. I think Danny Weatherholt, and then also Dee Dee. And then Megan Reed, and I mean everybody, but I think Danny and I, everybody really, because Danny and I actually played years ago in 2017 on the U23s together.
Oh, nice.
And within that week of our camp, we were in Spain, we just like clicked instantaneously. So then when we both were traded, I texted her immediately like, oh my God, we're gonna be playing together. And now we're actually on a team together. And we actually live pretty close to each other. So nice. It's great to like just hang out with her and go for a walk or just calm down after practice and just have good, you know, conversations and everything outside the field.
Yeah. And she's a big sleeves up player too. Is that your influence or was she already like that when you guys first met?
She's already been like that. But I think as soon as like one player does it, we all kind of just do it. And I've seen a couple of other teammates start doing it. I think it just like continues. So yeah.
Big influencer energy coming from Tyler Lissy over here.
Hey, we're strong and empowered women, so we're going to show it.
Yeah, so I mean, by all means.
I will show mine off, but I gotta hit
maybe,
a few
more. Hey, give him a couple months.
Give him a month.
Get him in the weight room.
Yeah.
You'll come to a home game, and then I'll see
in the,
you.
Yeah. All right. We're going to come in the home game with the Tyler Lissy cutoff jerseys. And then we're going to be flexing in the stands. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll run over to you guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. We'll get the autograph too.
On my shoulder.
On the bicep.
On the bicep.
Yeah. Yeah. What was it? 15,000 season tickets?
Already sold. I was at the bank yesterday to go watch LAFC play. But yeah, I'm excited because just you can see people with their Angel City FC gear already excited, talking about, oh, we can't wait when they come here. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I think it should be sold out. So it's going to be exciting. And just to see the energy, hopefully it'll exceed what I've been used to with obviously the Riveters and the Portland fans. But this is going to be, I'm hoping it's going to exceed all of
it. Yeah, that's a pretty high standard to no, say right? Because, I mean, they've led the NWSL in attendance, I think, pretty much every single year. I've been to Providence Park and that atmosphere is just amazing. So, you know, that's a pretty high bar to set. But I mean, from the looks of things, even at Fullerton for these preseason games, the atmosphere has been pretty solid. So excited for that as well.
It was incredible to have our first game, obviously it was at Cal Fullerton for this preseason tournament, but to see almost over 8,000 fans, I believe, show up to a college stadium, and all these fans were so excited, especially like the little girls. See that, and so many little girls just wanting to cheer us on and want our autographs, and you could see in their eyes that they can see themselves in us. And that's what's powerful, is they can actually, in the future, become us. And that's why what I do, and I know every single person on this team and in this league, is it's what makes us special and why this is so empowering to be a professional soccer player in this league.
Yeah. I mean, and at the games, like, it got to the point where the security had to come and like have to tell the girls to go back to their seats, because they're all hanging at the front row, like trying to get like a high five or trying to catch, you know, a ball that goes out of bounds.
Just
seeing all of them is got to be like pretty inspiring to you as a player too.
Oh, completely. And the fans, you know, we call it the 12th man, but there's so much more than that. And I think what this club is doing is raising a standard and setting a standard for what women's soccer should be, and what it can be in the future for every single team. And with the investment, and so many different people investing in our team, and supporting us no matter what. And I think we want to be a team that'll create real change. And we are that team right now.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, just seeing some of the stuff that you said, whether it's the amount of investors the team's brought in, I think they did a really good job of, you know, building a brand and building that identity before. Like, I mean, this has been, you know, 2-3 years in the works. So just seeing how the club has kind of established themselves before even the first game on the field, hopefully that'll set the standard for future expansion teams to come.
No, completely. I think it's a really unique time for women's sports, women's professional sports, and women's sports in general, not only in this country, but all over the world. Like, people are actually investing and watching and going to women's soccer games or women's different professional games, because it's exciting, and why not? We're half the population.
Right.
Yes.
right.
We've been here the whole time. And also the fact that only 4% of coverage is women's sports. That needs to change. And I think Angel City is doing an incredible job with investors and sponsors and getting people who might not usually invest in women's soccer invest. And really creating a diverse community within that.
But let's talk about some of the differences, you know, obviously between Portland and LA. You spending a good amount of time up there, and making the move to Los Angeles. What are some of the differences that you've seen, you know, not just with the teams and the fans, but just the kind of lifestyles between the two cities? Because obviously, you know, there's some varying differences there.
Yeah, we're amazing out here.
Well, I think in terms of the community, just very diverse, I think, in both places, which is incredible. You want that anywhere. I think the saying West Coast is the best coast. Definitely. I'm originally from the East Coast, from Maryland. Wow.
That's a Maryland person saying that. So I mean, you heard it from her. Like, we're biased. She's less biased. You heard it from her. Like, that's set in stone. Yep. I don't want to hear anything else.
I think the only difference, like one of the differences, is the weather too. Like, it's always sunny here, always nice warm weather. I mean, preseason it's been sunny and like between 60 and 85 degrees. For 5 years in Portland, it was always rainy and cold. So I'm glad I'm in the sun like that. I unfortunately have to buy like 100 SPF because I burn very easily.
Well, the even 10.
That's another detriment of going with them. Maybe we'll get you the full sleeves. We'll change it up.
I got the tan line right now. But no, I think also just in terms of like, there's so many different places you can go. Like, I go to the beach. I can go to the mountains, I can go hiking. Right. And it's the same in Portland as well. Like there's so many different geographical places you can go. You can go to the desert, the mountains, hiking, the beach. Just a lot warmer here, right. Which is nice. But also like there's really good food places and restaurants, and just different places you can explore. So I'm excited about that.
Have you tried any new foods out here? Because we have different people from different countries, and we have so much food and so much great food. Have you tried any food that has caught your eye?
I've been trying a couple of taco places. So that's new go-to. And then one of my favorite spots is Sunset Restaurant in Malibu. When I was actually drafted in 2017, that was a place I went after. So it's kind of like come full circle nice. To be back in California. But yeah, still exploring. So any recommendations or anybody want to give me recommendations, I'm all for it.
Yeah. I mean, we got some recommendations. We enjoy food, a lot. Like I'm sure you could tell, like we like food.
This doesn't come just us not liking our food.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like
it's hard work and dedication.
Right. Here. Right. Yeah. That's so, you know, if you haven't tried Korean barbecue yet, and like just any place really like is gonna be pretty pretty decent. So I'd say that's probably I don't know. Are you vegan or do you eat meat?
I'll eat anything. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything. So there you go. Number one on the spot.
I'm Salvadorian, so we gotta make sure we can see pupusas.
Oh.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So yeah. We're gonna have to make sure you try that for sure. But yeah, there's a lot of places. I'm a big fan right now. Culver City has a lot of great restaurants. This guy knows. I'm there all the time. So it's not that far from the valley. It's about a 40-minute drive without traffic.
Any place is a 40-minute drive.
No. Right. No. So anywhere you go is going to be a 40-minute drive. This guy just likes to make fun of the valley. Like, our first episode, he had this whole thing. So I was born and raised in the valley, and he has this whole like.
I'm an LA kid,
born and raised. He thinks he's more LA than I am because he's
the like, valley is LA adjacent. We went over this already.
Adjacent.
No. Get out of here, bro. Get out of here. We're not gonna go down this rabbit hole. We'll be here another two, three hours. But
just know. Come to LA and you have fun.
Okay. Good to know now.
Yeah, the valley's okay, but it's more chill. It's more relaxed. It'll be great. Yes. But LA is where the fun's at.
It's giving you a look. Yeah.
But I mean, growing up in Maryland, what was that like? And what was the contrast to when you moved to the West Coast? Like, what was there like any culture shock or like what? Because I mean, it's the same country, but it might as well be two different countries, right?
Basically.
I mean, yeah, it's a 6-hour plane flight. But yeah, it was definitely East Coast Maryland. It was like nonstop, just everything is just nonstop going 100 miles an hour. So I'm like, that's kind of how I am. So coming to the West Coast, it's very like relaxed, chill vibes. So I've started to form that a little bit, but still haven't lost my East Coast tendencies. But definitely also like the weather and everything, and the different environments. So definitely, like I said, I enjoy being out in the West Coast.
Right.
Now, backtracking to the Ivy League, Princeton. Why Princeton? Why Ivy League? It's how was that decision? Because I'm pretty sure other schools are there, schools that had probably a bigger name. How did that decision come about?
Princeton, when I was looking and getting recruited by a lot of colleges, stood out above every other single university and college because obviously academics were incredibly important to me.
Right.
And that was the forefront of what I wanted. But also having a very inclusive athletic culture that supported women's athletics. And it's kind of the motto of the team behind the team, and team around the team. So when I first got there and had my, visits and everything, I was immediately sold and wanted to go there.
But on the flip side, on the academic side, like does the Ivy League kind of live up to the hype of, being that rigorous and that, especially, having to balance athletics, which is a full-time job, and then being a student, which is another full-time job. Like, what was that like, and how did that challenge you?
Because me, I'm a C's get degrees type of guy.
Yeah, no. So we went to small liberal arts schools here on the West Coast, you know. So
I played soccer, but it was like coach would be like, Julio, how are your grades? Like C's. C's. No, I'm playing.
It was definitely a transition from high school. It's definitely, you know, it's intense. But I was surrounded by so many mentors, and there were so many resources that helped me throughout my time there that I learned, especially my first 2 years of like time management, how to get everything done, how to balance schoolwork and soccer, but also making sure that I'm resting and recovering enough so that I can still play soccer and, you know, do well in the classroom and everything. But when you're surrounded by some of the most brilliant minds, you kind of sit there like imposter syndrome, like, am I supposed to be here? But then after time, you start to learn that, no, you're there for a reason. You're intelligent. And I learned a lot about myself and was able to succeed well in the classroom and on the field. But it's the mentors I was surrounded by that really helped me and pushed me in the direction I wanted to go.
You got to go to Rate My Professor and see, professor, no homework, pick that class. That's how you do it. Don't tell me you didn't do that either.
I did not do that, but that's free game there from Julio. Anybody listening or watching.
Student athletes, seeds get degrees, guys and ladies. Follow me on Instagram. I'll give you more advice.
Oh, man. Look, you know, we'd love to keep you on. You know, this has been going great, but I know, you know, you got a super busy schedule, things coming up. So before we wrap things up, Julio's put together, you know, we have Julio's rapid fire round as what we like to close things out on. So he's put together some quick questions. I'm going to put you on a hot seat and then we can wrap things up. Does that sound good?
All right.
That sounds good. Can I ask you something first?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So something also I've been working on since you both are now Angel City fans. Is an idea of taking the league public, where fans, you would be owners of half the entire league, of half the entire NWSL. So I'm wondering, would you pay $5 to have a share of stock in the NWSL to be owners?
Yeah, so I did see that that speech that you did on YouTube. I saw that, and first of all, like this. The amount, it was like a politician's talk, the eloquence.
I'll vote for you, yes.
The eloquence that was on display. I was like, wow, I could put my votes behind this leader. So first of all, kudos to you for that. Second of all, I thought the idea was tremendous. I think, you know, I think the Green Bay Packers have something similar to where, but I don't know, like at the level of like ownership that it is. I think
there's
FC Barcelona. Right, yeah. FC Barcelona might have something similar to that too. $5 for a share. I mean, what's that like? I'm not big on the stock market. I was gonna say something like Tesla. I don't know what that. I don't know what those stock prices are at. But I mean, $5. You know, like
I think count me in.
Very like, there's definitely an idea behind that. There's definitely like, you know, a lot of things there, and the stuff that you were talking about, you know, made sense. And, you know, with the league, the way that the league's been developing, I think, you know, that
would be a great idea.
Could be definitely an interesting avenue to go down.
Okay. As long as I, you know, I'm asking everybody I talk to, would you pay $5 to say you're owners of an entire league, not just a team? So the difference between Barcelona and Green Bay Packers is their individual teams. No, and since our league this would be the entire league. Mm-hmm. So you know, 50% would be the fans and creating this, you know, shared fan player experience. And I think why Angel City is so impactful is because there's so many investors. We have so many investors, but I think the next piece is the fans. I mean, yes. The fans are the reason why we're all here. You all show up and we want to give you something in return. And having an ownership stake in that would be incredible because you would get so many people involved who want to be engaged, who want to be more a part of the community and also want to rep that they own an entire league that's never been done before. And I think even with our game away at San Diego, we had almost 500,000, a little bit like 456,000.
Yeah. The viewers on CBS. Yeah. Yeah. I
so
saw
people,
that.
People want to watch women's soccer. They want to watch women's sports. The investment is there And I think the next piece is going public. Obviously it's a big idea. It's a risk, but at the same time, the numbers are there and the investment is there. So, you know, I've got the two of you on board and I just got to keep making sure I get more people on board.
Yeah, we're very have $20. I'm trying to get four stocks already.
We're very influential people in the
like 900 Los followers. Wow.
Yeah, you know, people were recognizing us at the LA Galaxy game. You know,
not for the best of things, but yes, they recognize
us. So you know, you got us on board. The LA market is pretty much in your pocket. So,
you got three. You got Roy, our producer in the back.
We'll do some lobbying, and obviously, we have our fees. Yeah. So we can handle that off.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Yeah.
Off camera. We'll come to agreement, I'm sure. Let's close things out. Julio's got his rapid fire questions, and then we can close things out.
All right,
sounds good.
Stagecoach or Coachella?
Coachella.
She goes, no country in this house.
No country. Cardio or weights?
Oh, cardio.
I knew it. There's no way.
That was obvious. The perfect shot or the perfect pass?
Perfect shot. I'm a striker.
There she goes.
Number I know. Nine. I would have said perfect shooter. Pass. All right. So good fit, bad shoes, or good shoes, bad fit?
I'd say good fit, bad shoes.
Oh, first one.
You're the first one to say that.
Says good shoes.
But, you know.
Hey, I'm a guy that wears Crocs everywhere. So.
My guy's wearing Crocs right now.
I'm wearing Crocs at the moment.
So he's with you. He's Team Tyler on that one.
Yes. All right. Who has better coffee, LA or Portland?
See, I'm not a coffee drinker.
Well, we didn't do our research.
We didn't do our research at all.
So do you just not drink? Are you not on caffeine at all? Or do you have
coffee or tea?
Tea. I drink tea. I like tea. So I'll say LA. Yeah. Gotta go with the team I'm on.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. So tea has caffeine. I'm sure. I know tea. Some tea does, but like.
Not a tea drink.
Are you just like, you don't need caffeine to keep you going? Because I mean, obviously the you said it yourself, you're the Energizer Bunny. Is there nothing? Is that just natural?
No, there's some caffeine you can put in. Okay. So I do have caffeine.
Yeah, so some green tea.
As far as batteries, AA, AAA, what kind of batteries do you use to keep you going?
A AAA.
What's that question?
Because the Energizer Bunny.
I understand that. But like,
I just had to say it. I just had it in my head.
Nope.
You're thinking about the commercial. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I know where your brain was at.
See? Can we like replace Ramji? Can you be my co-host?
Man. No, that's not.
No, but thank you so much for coming on. You've been great.
Yeah, thank you both so much. This was really great to talk to you and learn more about you. And can't wait to see you both repping Angel City here at our game.
We'll be there.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.